Hello, and welcome to another Twitter tip. This is Paul Omani, Omani Blog on Twitter, offering you a few thoughts on how to use Twitter well. The aspect of Twitter I'd like to talk about today is the use of the favorites function on Twitter. Now, sometimes when you look at somebody's profile on Twitter, maybe in order to decide who are they or do you want to follow them or just simply to remind yourself of who they are because you haven't had contact with them for a while, you find lots of information about them and you see that there is an area in the Twitter profile called Favorites. And when you click on it, you find that there is nothing there, or if there is something there, that it is very much out of date. It shows that about 3 or 4 months ago, they had a favorite or several favorites. So this is an aspect of Twitter, a function which exists, and it exists for a number of very good reasons. And I want to recommend to you that you start to use it in order to use Twitter as well as possible. Okay, so what is the purpose of having favorites? Well, if you think about it, when you think about following somebody, you often know almost nothing about them. You might have decided you like a particular tweet that they've put up. They might have got in touch with you and sent you one tweet. But essentially, you don't know very much about them. So one way of knowing something more qualitative about a person, in addition to how many people they follow and how many people follow them, it is to see what kind of tweets do they like. So the favorites is a way of finding out what kind of a person they are. And of course, if you turn there hoping to get a bit more information about them and you don't find anything there, you're a bit disappointed and you still remain a bit in the dark about them. Another use of the favorites function is that it gives you a chance to, when you don't have much time, put tweets in there in order to read them later. So often when you're going through Twitter, you find that you don't have very much time. You might have just a few minutes. And rather than decide, that's just tough luck. I can't really read that now. The link is too long, or the link is to an article which needs a lot more study, if you like, or a lot more reading. Or even if you decide that, hey, that's a particularly good one. I want to keep it for whatever reason. The favorites is a great place to put it. It means that it's there, and later on in the day or even later on in the week, you can decide, right, I've got a bit of time on my hands. I'm going to have a look at these. So there's a second good reason. It's a bit like a storage cabinet. So we got two good reasons to start off using favorites. One is that it actually provides other people with a deeper and richer understanding of the kind of person you are. And secondly, it gives you a place that you can store. Now, you might want to store just for yourself, but also you might want to store with a view to later on being able to retweet it, share it with your followers. But before you share it with your followers, you might have a view that you want to make sure that what you're sharing is relevant, so you better read it. And the other thing is that before you share some tweets, you might want to add a few words to the tweet. And you can't really add a few intelligent words to the tweet without having read it. And people might like the idea that if they get a link sent to them, that you are likely to have read it. So there you are. Think about the favorites function. If you have, on the other hand, left it blank completely, it may indicate to other people or suggest to other people wrongly that you're not actually aware it exists and that you're not really all that knowledgeable about how you could use Twitter. Or else it might suggest, if it's out of date, so to speak, that you haven't been using Twitter as fully as before, or that you started off using it. Now, there's nothing wrong with not using it. It just means that people will get a certain impression about you. So whether you use it or whether you don't use it, You're all the time creating an impression in somebody else's mind. And it really does come back to the question about what perception of yourself do you want other people to have? As well as, of course, what do you want to have for yourself? So there you are. Some good reasons to use the Twitter function favorites from now on. This is Paul O'Mahony thanking you for listening to this tip. Bye-bye.